I'm Jason Brown with Lavi and Parrot Productions and Sierra Way Media. Here is your Eastern Sierra News. Grief Support Group, courtesy of Hospice of the Owens Valley. If you or someone you know is navigating loss, you don't have to walk through it alone. Join us for a supportive community space. It's going to be July 2nd through August 27th. Be held on Thursday nights at 5 p.m. The facilitator is Patrick Thompson. To contact, register, or inquire, call 760-872-4663. Donations are welcome. On Wednesday, June 10, 2026, at approximately 5:44 a.m., the Bishop Police Department Communications Center received a 911 call reporting a domestic violence incident involving a male and female with three children in the area behind City Park, located at 688 North Main Street. Bishop police officers responded immediately and contacted witnesses who were in the area at the time of the incident. Through their investigation, officers learned that the suspect and victims had left the scene in a black Volkswagen Golf. A Be On The Lookout Bolo, which is what it's called, was promptly issued to surrounding law enforcement agencies. Officer identified a suspect, 42-year-old Jeremy Ripley, a Bishop resident. As part of the investigation, officers reviewed footage captured by the Flock camera system located within the city park. The camera provided valuable evidence related to the incident. The video footage also assisted officers in verifying witness statements regarding the surrounding incident. The footage served as a critical investigative tool in helping officers establish the sequence of event. Shortly thereafter, allied agencies located the suspect vehicle traveling southbound on U.S. Highway 395 near Klondike Curve. An enforcement stop was conducted and the suspect was safely detained. Jeremy Ripley was arrested on suspicion of the following charges: kidnapping, which is a felony, false imprisonment with violence, felony, criminal threats with the intent to terrorize, felony, stalking, felony, battery, spouse, ex-spouse, date, etc., aggravated misdemeanor, child abuse with possible great bodily injury or death, misdemeanor. The Bishop Police Department would like to thank the Inyo County Sheriff's Office and the California Highway Patrol for their assistance and coordination in bringing this incident to a safe resolution. Well, Northern Inyo Healthcare District invites community members to attend a free healthy lifestyle talk, the Men's Health Check-In, Primary Care Prevention and Urology on Thursday, June 18th at 6 p.m. The presentation will be held at the Birch Street Annex, 2957 Birch Street in Bishop, near the Jill Kinmont Booth School. The event is free and open to the public, and more information is on our website out there at sierrawave.net for you to read about the many different topics. And we'll bring you more information next week as it comes closer to the event. After months of conversation between Eastside Student Center Executive Director Tyler McManus, BUSD Superintendent Katie Calker, and BUSD After School Coordinator Brittany Rossi, on April 27th, Calker presented McManus with a maximum potential allotment of $194,000 for 5th and 6th grade ELOP for the 2026-2027 school year. McManus expressed uncertainty that ESC would be able to operate on a budget of less than 50% of the 2025-2026 budget. And on May 11th, Calker notified McManus that Bishop Unified School District would be moving 5th and 6th grade ELO. Well, the other evening, McManus presented BUSD board with a modified plan for 2026-2027 designed to meet the new budget, in which the $194,000 allotment would leave the Eastside Student Center with a deficit of approximately $28,000. BUSD Board President Dr. Claudia Moya Tanner expressed concern about ESC's ability to fundraise for the deficit on such short-term timeline. With this knowledge, this afternoon, or yesterday afternoon, that would be, an anonymous local donor handed ESC a check for $25,000 in order to guarantee the majority of the deficit while ESC continues to fundraise. This donation is restricted to be used only for the 5th and 6th grade ELOP program with BUSD as a partner. With this deficit now nearly guaranteed, ESC is again asking BUSD to consider renewing the contract and reinstating ESC's ability to provide after-school programming for the 5th and 6th grade. The BUSD school board will meet on Thursday, June 11th at 8 a.m. to vote on the budget for the 2026-2027. ESC recognizes the difficult decision in front of the district as well as the board's responsibility to balance quality programming with fiscal responsibility. It is the opinion of ESC that with the guaranteed deficit donation, continuing this partnership in the best interest or is within the best interest of the BUSD students. Well, the park pool community party is coming. Let's kick off summer with a pool party full of fun, tunes, and food. Invite your family and invite friends. All ages are welcome. It's going to be Friday, June 19th, 2026 at 5:30 p.m. to 8 p.m. It's at 700 North Main Street, Bishop, California. You know, City Park, where the pool is. Admission is $6 for kids, $9 for adults. Featured vendors and the host. Well, the host is the City of Bishop. The vendors are going to be Las Adelitas Marcus and Sierra Snowshave Ice. Mosquito-controlled ULB fogging applications are scheduled to be performed in the community of Aspendale on Friday morning, June 12, 2026. Crews will be using truck-mounted fogging equipment to control excessive adult mosquitoes. Fogging operations are planned to start around 4 a.m. and be finished by 6:30 a.m., depending on weather. If it's too windy or temperatures are too cold, fogging is not effective and will not be done. It'll need to be postponed. Protect yourself from mosquito bites by wearing long pants and long sleeve shirts when you're outside, particularly in the morning and evening hours. To prevent bites, the California Department of Public Health recommends using EPA registered insect repellents. Contain one of the following active ingredients: DEET, Picaridin, IR3535, oil of lemon eucalyptus, or Paraminte Idol. Look for one of these ingredients on the front or the back of the repellent containers. Products that contain a higher percentage of an active ingredient will work longer to protect you. From the elections office, an updated report has been posted. The only remaining ballots are 16 challenge ballots pending signature verification. State law allows voters until 6/24, that's June 24th, 2026, to confirm their signature. We must accept those ballots if confirmation is received by then. Therefore, one final batch may be processed on June 24th, 2025, if any confirmed signatures are verified. We certify that the results will be on June 25th, 2026. The County Board of Supervisors will officially accept the results at their meeting on June 30th, 2026 and declare those under their jurisdiction elected or those selected to go off onto a November run. Okay, so here's some important information. Although it may not be windy now, before the wind arrives, do an ember check. So clear leaves and debris from roofs and gutters. Move flammable items off your patio and at least 5 feet away from your home. And before the wind arrives, do an ember check. Close the windows, garage doors, and pet doors. So close it, clear it, and move it. Now's the time to prepare, stay alert, and have an evacuation plan always ready. Well, I'm Jason Brown bringing you the news. For more news, always go to sierrawave.net or follow us on those applications called Facebook and Instagram at Sierra Wave Media. We're also on that thing called x.com. Remember, 30 years now, been your local resource for news, sports, weather, culture, and the people who shape it. Talking about the people who shape it, we have lots of new interviews out on Facebook and Instagram that you should tune into and watch. Those are the people that shape our community.